This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
And now it's time for part two of In the Moment. And now it's time for In the Moment shoutouts.
You might feel a little hopeless and broken, but don't you quit, because I swear to God, you probably even closer than you think.
Shout out to all of the fathers who just celebrated Father's Day.
Big fan.
Why him? Of all the fathers, yo, there's so many fathers you could have said. You went to Dick Cannon.
Because he had to go all around the world.
Huh?
For all his kids.
Oh, of course he did, because he went all around the world for the kids' mothers.
So imagine his day. He had a long day.
Oh, boy, like Street Fighter as a father. Hey. Zangief! Fight! All right. All right, nah, for real, man. Real fathers, man, like myself. Nah, you know what I mean? I got a couple Zaddy Day, Happy Zaddy Days, Katie.
Hold on.
I don't want to go deep.
You got a Happy Father Zaddy Day?
I don't want to go deep.
Oh.
Not this week. All right. You want to leave it alone?
All right.
I'll leave it alone.
All right.
All right, thank you. Moving on.
Who's next?
Yo, shout out to Alicia Keys. Simply because she won't tell your secrets, but I just want to remind y'all that one thing about Katie's, I will. July 15th, I am telling all of Katie's secrets. And boy, do I have a few.
What?
Well, I'm telling all of them. What you did in the parking lot.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I'm telling everything. Oh, God.
They still don't know that.
Nah, I'm telling all of the secrets. If there is a secret to be told, I told a lot of them at the last comedy show, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
And if you missed it, well, this is your chance to make up for it by coming to our live July 15th City Winery. Be there at 6 o'clock.
Oh,
it is
gosh.
Lit.
Who's next?
Last but not least, shout out to me.
Shout out to Mo.
Thank you.
Welcome to Mo.
Turn the clap up. You know why?
Why?
I conquered packing. I'm him.
How? Because you are always so stressed when
I'm
it comes
so him.
To it.
What Anybody out there that struggles with packing, mm-hmm. I promise you, it's a mental thing. I discovered this because okay. I'm always the person that will take a bag that I have to check in, mm-hmm. even if it's a 3-4 day trip, and they lose my bag. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Remember I was in Jamaica? I looked like a mannequin because I was wearing all Jamaican stuff the whole trip, and my bag never got there.
Yes.
I went to the Maldives for 6 days in total. I packed a carry-on.
Yeah.
And didn't wear everything I brought.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious, and I never thought I could be the guy that does it.
How many shoes?
That's what I did different.
Okay.
I only had the pair I had on and the pair in the back.
What?
Because I was going to the Maldives. I'm like, what do I need 5 pair of Jordans for?
I'm proud of you.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, that's why I'm here to, like, spread this information to people who struggle with this. It's the shoes.
Okay.
It's two things. If you struggle to get to anywhere for 5 or 6 days with just a carry-on, it's probably either the shoes
mm-hmm.
or you're afraid that you won't have something that you believe you need.
Right.
Once you get past that and realize you'll have enough and you'll make it do what mm-hmm. it do, all you really need are trunks, tank tops, 3 nice shirts just in case it really go down, some shorts, and a pair of nice pants.
Okay.
Some slides. Hmm. You straight. You can do a 6-day trip anywhere with a carry-on, and I promise you it's going to enhance your trip. I just want to say that here. You're welcome.
All right, y'all, let's get down to business.
And if I'm high, so I'm into it. I'm just trying to bring a man to it.
When I saw this, I wondered, where in the world is Katie? And how does she feel?
Uh-oh.
Beyonce was pissed the fuck off.
Yo.
I'd never seen her like that.
Was she? Eye roll in everything.
Beyonce was on tour.
Mm-hmm.
She was on top of that horse.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime she'd get on top of that horse, boy, it just looked like something.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jay-Z, all due respect.
It's magical.
But then somebody brought them stairs over there or whatever the fuck it was.
It was.
And she didn't want them stairs over there. And she, what was she singing, Katie?
I don't remember what song
she
it was.
She was singing the shit out of something.
But she was singing it. Let's just say it was Break My Soul. I know it wasn't Break My Soul, but let it be like, you won't break my soul. She was like arming it. Like, just
like get get the stairs out of here. And they wouldn't move them.
Nope.
And she went to the end of the song singing and visibly upset and pushing the stairs at the same time. But she ain't miss a note.
Not a single one.
But she also didn't miss a note in telling them that y'all done pissed me off and somebody's getting fired.
Her eyes, because even when she's looking at the crowd and singing, she turns and she's still singing and she's looking at them like, what is wrong with y'all? But
are y'all
you
dumb?
Won't break my
heart. Yep.
And she's giving the eyes. And the crew dude is just staring there like, he enjoying the concert. Like, he forgot he was.
He looking at Beyonce on a horse.
And a
he's
point.
Doing the same thing I would have been doing. Same thing that started the Nelly song. Now you fired.
Right.
Don't piss Beyonce off on tour.
Like, please.
Oh, my God.
Who's next?
Russell Wilson is a great dad.
Yes, he is.
Russell Simmons is not.
Yo.
I don't care. Katie, what is he doing? What is he doing? Did he discover Brian McKnight?
I'm on Gamora.
That boy started Def
Side.
Jam.
Okay.
Off of not listening to his family.
I'm honestly on their side.
Ooh.
Gamora.
Oh, yeah. That's on everybody's side.
Yeah.
It was on Russell's side. Russell Simmons is a hip-hop connoisseur, producer, record label owner, started Def Jam. Nobody knew that the Def in that meant that he wasn't listening to his family or women. But apparently that's the case. There's been a lot of sexual assault allegations against him, of which he apparently hit out in Bali, I believe. Katie just taught me some things about Bali that disturbed me, but that's another conversation for another time. And, well, now his kids are coming out saying that he's been abusive to them, yelling at them and telling them to take the train. And he pretty much is pissed off because he feels like his first wife took over $100 and some million from him and he don't give a fuck about them kids. I don't know what else to say other than that.
It's just a sad situation all around. And I only feel like strongly on one sort of way is that Kimora and one of her daughters were going live talking about this, right, on Instagram. And the daughter who was talking about it, she was telling how Russell cut her off from things. But it wasn't like, he cut me off because I'm too entitled. No. He thought I was taking my mom's side in a court case. And so when I was overseas doing like a mission, you know, tour or whatever, he decided to be like, I'm not giving you any money. Fend for yourself in the middle of nowhere type of thing. It wasn't like, oh, I'm just cutting you off because you have too much. No, I'm cutting you off because you're not on my side. It's a different, I feel like it's a different feel as a parent cutting off their child when it's not because they're spoiled. It's because you want to have control over them and leave them stranded type of thing.
And I don't want to speak to this because I don't have the experience, but I do think in looking from the outside, it appears to be something to being that kind of rich. That kind of rich. Mm-hmm. That's a different kind of rich, right? You're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. And the person that you become toward not only people, but your own family. Your own kids. And it everybody doesn't do it, so I don't want to blame the money. I don't want to be the person that sounds like he's blaming the money. But certainly, they say money doesn't make you any different than who you are. It just makes you who you actually are. And I agree with it. And when these types of allegations come out about Russell Simmons and about Brian McKnight, it's hard to see the sunshine. See what I did there?
I see. Right. It's okay. Come on.
You know?
Who's next?
You know who else is good other than me, Katie?
Jesus Christ.
That's also true. Jesus is more great. I said good.
Oh, okay.
So what you should have said was Megan.
Markle?
Nope, good. Because good should have gave it away. But you still on Markle. I don't know why. But you know who doesn't have a Markle, and by Markle I mean sparkle, is Megan. Don't you know no good?
All right.
Why is she holding that man's hand going into the courtroom, Katie?
I'm going to stick beside him.
All right, so Megan Good is an actress. We've talked about her here on this platform. I don't believe we have to go all the way into her story. You should know her by now. Jonathan Majors, well, has been in some major trouble, and he is going into a courtroom due to sexual assault allegations, right? Well, it's not sexual assault. It's domestic violence allegations. And she's deciding that she's going to stick beside this man, mm-hmm. regardless of what has been said and what is she believes has been done, because she sees something in him that maybe we don't.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that as a woman?
If you're going to stick beside your person because you believe your person, do it. Wholeheartedly, I don't see anything wrong with that. If that's what you believe, like, you don't, you know.
But would you believe that if you only know him for a certain amount of time? Or maybe she knew him longer. I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't like to get in people's business.
So I'm like, maybe they knew each other. Now, here's where I wouldn't be caught dead holding hands with him into his court thing. No, 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 no. You got into this mess by yourself. You deal with this mess. Like,
his outfit?
Not his outfit.
Oh, all right.
Walking into the court, I'm not going to stand beside you, because if you have me, how I viewed it, Megan standing beside him as he's walking in and
that says a lot,
publicly man. Photographed.
That's loud.
Now you're trying to use me mm-hmm. as part of your publicity.
That's how I feel.
To make you look better.
Is she being used?
In that situation, I think she was. Before, when they just catching them, I didn't think anything of it. Yeah.
Walking hand in hand. Does
publicly?
She know she's being used? How do you not know at her age? What she's accomplished? You've been in the spotlight for a while. Does she know? Does she not know?
When you're blinded by what you believe is love or something like that, and lust, you'll do
is it
anything.
Love? Is it love, Katie?
It may not
love
be.
Love and dick are two
lust.
Different things.
I said lust.
I'm just asking.
I said
two
lust.
Two different things.
But imagine if he's like, if you really with me, you would come out and then give her the guilt trip. Like, imagine if that's the case. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, all right.
That's when love and dick meet. That's lick.
All right. Right.
You think he licked her? All right.
Up no. and down.
Okay. Oh.
Till she says stop.
All right. Don't worry about it. Right.
Who's next?
Ja War Morant, Ja Wick Morant, Ja Rule Morant, however you know him. Gang, gang. Bang, bang. Light the candle.
Yo. Yo. See, this is how you use it.
Yo. That boy posted up. A picture of him holding a gun at light a key. Yo, Ja. Everybody got Amazon.
I'm done.
Yo, Ja.
I'm done.
You're not the only one got ChatGPT, bro.
Like, he has to stop this.
Why he think he the only one with technology? He really think everybody else stupid? All right.
Yes.
Nah, because I don't want to come down on another black man trying to do something. But what the hell are you doing?
Do what?
I don't know.
Make a fool of himself?
Katie, he got 25 games.
I don't think that was enough.
I don't think anyone does. 25 games? Nah, that's not enough,
that's
man.
Not.
But I don't, it's not that I want him to get more, right? Because mm-hmm. I don't. If that's what the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, suggested that he get, fine. But what I do know is Adam Silver is making a mistake. As the NBA commissioner, you know what you did? You granted him some leniency because you are a players commissioner. And I respect that. I like that about him. He actually listens to the players. But, bruh, if you're trying to clean up the league, you're supposed to make an example out of this man.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't, because he's a star.
Yep.
He's a star. It's a lot of money to make Ja Morant miss 50 games, because then they might not make the playoffs.
Oh, well.
It's money in all of this. Yeah. He's looking at it from a financial point of view. David Stern, the commissioner before him,
mm-hmm.
would have had Ja in the WNBA. I'm telling you, though, he didn't.
On the Mercury with Britney?
Yes. Yes. He would have been Ja Wanna Man.
Yo. Y'all know how long he been sitting on that one? A whole week.
Hey!
He been waiting for that for 7 days to get that shit
out. I swear that was off the top. I swear to God. Ja Wanna Man. No, my mama, that was off the top. No. 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 Wait.
It's a parade inside my city, bitch. Yeah.
Yo, city girls up. Ja Wanna Man 2024. All right. I don't even have nothing to say about him.
Yeah.
I'm done. Woo!
Who's next?
All right. Nah, Shaq is wilding too. I got smoke for everybody.
What did he do this time?
Katie is scared to talk about Shaq because we be running into
I'm
him.
I'm not. I told you I went on and hit on him with the Britney thing.
Yes.
I said he got to stop.
Yes. And you know what he did? He left Britney and took his ass to Home Depot and we got to talk about it.
What?
Have you been following the Home Depot girl situation?
Yeah.
All right, so.
He slid in her DMs to say, you know, don't let them get to you.
Okay, so for the people that don't know, there was a young lady who was attractive, and she took a picture in a Home Depot outfit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It went viral, and all of a sudden, everybody made a thing of it. Because they're like, oh, I didn't know attractive women actually worked for a living. It's the dumbest shit in the world. That's
so
how I
stupid.
Felt.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even talk about it when it was happening, because why? Like, mm-hmm. attractive women work everywhere. If you think all attractive women do is get on OnlyFans, you're an idiot, and I'm not even talking to that.
But they made her quit her job.
And that's what I hate, because, but I don't know if she's searching for clout, if she's not, I don't know. I don't think she is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like, right? But Shaq slid in her DMs when all this was happening.
Yeah.
What did Shaq say, Katie?
I don't know.
No,
have it
in
verbatim.
Shaq's voice. All right.
Don't let them get to you. You still a queen.
Exactly. And she said, oh, thank you, Shaq. Thank you, Mr. Shaq.
No problem. And anytime.
Right. And then her dumb ass screenshotted it. No, this was stupid.
Now, that part was stupid.
And then she showed everybody, look, oh, my God, Mr. Shaq slid in my DMs.
He's supporting me. Yeah.
He's supporting me. He's not even trying to holler at me. Y'all stupid. Shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shaq didn't try to holler at her because of that.
Yeah.
He was clearly about to buy her a life.
Yes.
That man took his ass to Home Depot, Katie.
What you mean? Like physically?
Yes. He did a damn freestyle in Home Depot. He pulled up to Home Depot. The actual home where
shit.
She worked. And everybody let it go.
I didn't put two and two together.
See?
I saw that shit.
Hello? Hello?
I thought he was just trying to get some lumber for the new Krispy Kreme.
No, Katie. That man went in there for a hammer. He needed to lay it. That boy trying to screw. Drill. What are you talking about? That's your drill O'Neal.
It won't fit.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
why
shit.
Is Shaq at Home Depot after this?
Shit.
He bought some couple people with some grills.
I did not put two and two together.
He bought a fridge for somebody. He did a freestyle. I think he bought another Home Depot. And everyone said, oh, Shaq's doing guards work.
Wow.
If anybody else would have did that sick-ass perverting shit, if anybody under 6'1 would have did the same exact thing,
yeah.
Am I wrong?
No.
And that's all I'm going to say. That's a big boy. Y'all be good.
Who's next?
All right, last reason I'm mad. Have you heard anything about this Remy Ma, Papoose, and Easy to Block Captain beef?
No.
Katie, there's some real beef going on in the streets. It's a big deal. All
right, what's going on?
I'm going to try to break this down to you as quick as I can, okay?
Okay.
Remy Ma's a rapper.
Yes, I know that.
She started a battle league.
Uh-huh.
She's married to Papoose.
Yep.
Papoose is the king of black men, or men, period, don't cheat.
Yep.
Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to Block Captain is one of the up-and-coming battle rappers that has now battled Hitman Holla, which everybody kind of heard of that.
Okay, I've
and
heard of Hitman.
And in most people's eyes, he won.
Mm-hmm.
Made him a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Word on the street is
uh-huh.
there was a party in Philly, or a battle rap event in Philly. Few people that were there come out and said, Papoose, for whatever reason, knocked Easy to Block Captain out.
Oh.
We don't know if this is true yet.
Oh.
What we do know is Easy the Block Captain always goes on video uh-huh. and responds to every blog that has something bad to say about him.
But
he has not done it in 5 or 6 days since that event happened.
Oh, he got knocked the fuck out.
That's what it appears has happened. And it wasn't on Friday. It was on Saturday. Uh-huh. And now he's been on Twitter and he's been responding to people this, that, and the third, blah, 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 blah. But he ain't got on live.
Mm.
And now people are saying that the reason that happened is because Remy cheated. On Papoose.
No.
The face of men don't cheat with Easy to Block Captain, which is why Papoose punched him in the face.
Wait, what does Easy to Block Captain look like?
Look it up and tell us if you believe it to be true based off of nothing else but looks and superficial reasons before we take a break.
Hold on. What is his name? Easy to...
Easy to Block Captain. I never felt so old in my life trying to express to you how to pronounce his name.
Oh, in this picture, he kind of resembles Papoose.
All right. So you can see it happening?
It's okay, possible. No, not in this picture.
All right.
Not in that picture, but it may be possible.
Well, all I'm going to say is I brought up that story to tell you here right now. We don't have any answers. So I'm not going to go into all these allegations. I just wanted to bring it up so that next week we'll have some answers in case it's true.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned.
All right.
Stay tuned for another episode of In the Moment with their host Mo and co-host Katie.